March 15, Voluntary Giving. Philippians chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Paul is in prison in Rome and has been for some time. Verse 10, at last you have renewed your concern for me. Unexpectedly, Epaphroditus had turned up all the way from Philippi, carrying news from the Philippian church and their financial gift for him. Paul describes the gift as a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. This language is used in the book of Leviticus of the offerings. There were five Old Testament offerings, and they were often divided into two groups. The first group comprised the burnt, grain, and peace offering. These were voluntary. The second group, the sin and guilt offering, were compulsory. The description linking the aroma of the offering and God being pleased with it was only ever used of the voluntary offerings. This was God's way of commending the generous and sincere heart of the one making the offering. Do you give voluntarily or because you feel you have to? A voluntary gift can earn God's very special commendation that a compulsory gift misses out on. Give because you want to.